Mike Pence, stay in the fight, re-elect David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. By Sean Moran on December 4, 2020. Savannah, Georgia, Vice President Mike Pence charged during a rally on Friday that Georgians should stay in the fight and work to re-elect Senators David Perdue, RGA, and Kelly Loeffler, RGA, to keep the Senate Republican majority. We need the Peach State to defend the Senate majority, the Vice President said during his speech. He added that the road to the Senate majority runs right through the state of Georgia. Pence asked rhetorically, "Are you with me?" The crowd of several hundred Trump supporters erupted in loud applause. Loeffler and Perdue's re-election plays a pivotal role in keeping the Senate Republican majority. If both Loeffler and Perdue were to lose their January Senate runoff elections, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the likely next vice president, would become the Senate's tie-breaking vote. A Republican Senate majority could be the last line of defense against the Democrats' leftist agenda, Pence said. Pence described Perdue as one of the greatest allies of our administration in Washington, D.C. He called Loeffler one of the most important conservative voices on Capitol Hill. Pence cheered his and the Senate Republicans' combined efforts to strengthen America's military, confirm conservative justices, and spur economic growth. In contrast, he noted that Georgia Senate Democrat candidates Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff want to raise taxes on working families and would cut America's national defense. He said that Ossoff and Warnock supported taxpayer-funded abortion, whereas Loeffler and Perdue are staunchly pro-life. Ossoff and Warnock are wrong for Georgia and wrong for America. That's why we need to say no to Ossoff and Warnock and yes to David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, he said. Pence urged Georgians to continue fighting for the conservative movement and to defend the Republican majority in the Senate. Stay in the fight, Pence said, adding, we need you to vote, Georgia. Georgia's got to hold the line on January 5, Pence said. Many Trump supporters then started chanting, hold the line. Hold the line. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.